Alright everyone, welcome back to Wake Up and Win, your daily dose of motivation, inspiration, and a whole lot of real talk. It's your boy Jackson Reed here, and let me tell you, today's topic is going to hit different. We're diving deep into the power of self-awareness, something that might sound a little fancy, but trust me, it's as simple as knowing yourself, inside and out. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to fix a car without understanding how its engine works, right? Well, your life is kinda like that sweet ride, you gotta know what makes you tick to get where you wanna go. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Jackson, self-awareness sounds a bit too deep for my morning cup of coffee. But hear me out. It's not about becoming some Zen master overnight. This is about getting comfortable with who you are, your strengths, your weaknesses, your triggers, your dreams. Ever felt like you were just going through the motions? You know that feeling when you're reacting instead of responding? That's often a sign you need to crank up your self-awareness game. So, let's break it down into 5 key takeaways. First off, listen to your gut. That little voice inside you isn't just making noise, it's giving you valuable insights. Pay attention to those gut feelings, those nudges that tell you something's not right or something feels exciting. They are often the whispers of self-awareness guiding you in the right direction. Secondly, identify your patterns. We all have them, the way we react to stress, how we handle conflict, or go-to coping mechanisms. Recognizing these patterns helps us understand our triggers and make conscious choices instead of being ruled by them. It's like looking at a map and saying, okay, I know this route usually leads to a traffic jam, so maybe I should try a different one. Thirdly, don't shy away from feedback. It can be tough to hear criticism, but constructive feedback is a gift. It gives you valuable perspectives from people who see things differently than you. Embrace it as an opportunity to grow and learn more about yourself. Remember, even the best athletes have coaches, right? Fourthly, practice mindfulness. Take time each day to just be present in the moment. Observe your thoughts without judgment, notice your emotions, and pay attention to your surroundings. This can help you become more aware of your internal world and how it influences your actions. And finally, be kind to yourself. Self-awareness is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you stumble, make mistakes, or feel lost. That's perfectly okay. The key is to learn from those experiences, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's always feeling overwhelmed at work. She's constantly putting out fires, jumping between projects, and never feels like she has enough time. After listening to a podcast about self-awareness, Sarah starts paying attention to her stress triggers, deadlines, unexpected requests, lack of sleep. She realizes that when she gets overwhelmed, she tends to procrastinate on important tasks. Armed with this knowledge, Sarah sets boundaries, prioritizes her workload, and learns to say no more often. She even starts incorporating mindfulness exercises into her day, taking short breaks to center herself and clear her head. The result? Sarah feels calmer, more in control, and ultimately, more productive. So, remember, self-awareness isn't just about knowing yourself, it's about using that knowledge to live a more fulfilling and intentional life. It's about recognizing your strengths, understanding your weaknesses, and making conscious choices that align with your values. And trust me, the journey is worth it. Before we wrap things up, let's recap. Listen to your gut, identify your patterns, embrace feedback, practice mindfulness, and be kind to yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a self-awareness boost. Leave a review if it resonated with you, and let's keep the conversation going on social media. Until next time. Remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.